Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, thank you guys for tuning in. This is John Kuzma from EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle show, where we cover all the latest NFL news and action. And boy, it's been a wild night. I can't even begin to explain everything that's transpired in the last, 6 hours or so, or I don't even know if it's been that long, but I guess I'll start with it. I was going to make it our second topic, I guess, but it just needs to be talked about now. So in the middle of the night, Antonio Brown was traded to the Buffalo Bills, or so we thought. Ian Rappaport announced on Twitter that Antonio Brown was being traded to Buffalo. NFL.com had a story up. NFL's Instagram posted, Antonio Brown is most likely heading to Buffalo because the Bills and the Steelers are working on a deal. And, it was just a media firestorm, a Twitter firestorm, all of the above. I wrote an article, it's up on EndZoneBlog.com right now, the last post we had about Antonio Brown being traded to the Buffalo Bills, and apparently none of it's true because Adam Schefter just tweeted online that the deal fell apart or isn't happening, and to me, this feels like Antonio Brown threatened to retire and just caused the whole deal to fall apart. Antonio Brown actually wrote on the NFL's Instagram post that it was fake news that he's going to Buffalo. I really think there was something there, and Antonio Brown just nixed it. It said, I'll retire, and you obviously can't have a trade if the player is going to retire. We saw Rob Gronkowski do the same thing when Bill Belichick was thinking about trading him to the Detroit Lions. So, I don't think the Antonio Brown trade is happening. I wish I would have knew that before I dove into, the stats and the facts and all the data. I talked about Andre Reed being the Buffalo Bills franchise leader with 13,095 receiving yards, how Antonio Brown was heading to Western New York with 11,207 receiving yards. So it's not happening, though. I was excited about Antonio Brown playing with Josh Allen and LeSean McCoy and what he would do for that offense. And I was hoping maybe, Buffalo would draft DJ Metcalf or roll up, Antonio Brown, Zay Jones, and DK Metcalf, and what that trio of receivers could do for Buffalo. And I wanted to see the AFC East, get turned upside down, and want to see the Bills challenge the Patriots. I was excited. I know Antonio Brown was not happy at all because people were trolling him. They were trolling him so hard on social media that I honestly think that played a role in him just saying, if this goes down, I'm retiring on the spot. It's kind of BS because Buffalo deserves better. They don't deserve to be treated like, the 32nd, the 32nd ranked franchise in the entire NFL all the time. That's why I respect guys like Lorenzo Alexander who take pride in being a Buffalo Bill. And I liked, when Buffalo was on, when they went to four straight Super Bowls, which, Jim Kelly and Bruce Smith, who is arguably one of the greatest defenders, if not the greatest we've ever seen. I know a lot of people like to say Lawrence Taylor, but it's kind of hard to say Bruce Smith not the best defender of all time when he has the most sacks in NFL history, which is what we all drool over as NFL scouts and analysts. It's all about how many sacks you can have. You get paid the top bucks if you can rush the quarterback. Bruce Smith was better than anybody we've ever seen before. 200 career sacks. So I wanted to see Antonio Brown go to Buffalo, and I wanted to see that organization get past the struggles that they've had traditionally. Good for that city. And you got Toronto right there, so it's really, even though people like to say it's the NFL Siberia and so cold there and all this stuff, I'm kind of sick of seeing the Bills get overlooked, I guess you can say. People always, just viewing them in a negative light. I'm a Lions fan. I've been a Lions fan since my aunt and uncle took me to see Barry Sanders play when I was a little kid. So I can kind of relate to Buffalo. The Lions have been very, very bad most of their time too. But like I said, it would have been cool to see this happen. It would have been cool to see Buffalo follow this up with a strong free agency and then a strong draft and put just a team out there that can really compete. I don't like how teams are not teams, players just will not have any part of some locations. And I totally understand it, because if I was a player, I would prefer, playing in Miami, Los Angeles, New York, over pretty much anywhere else. I would obviously love to be a Lion too, just because I grew up a fan. But I can understand. But at the same time, for the team's sake, when you're Cincinnati, Detroit, Buffalo, it's hard to win in those cities. And it's kind of cool to see an underdog story overcome the odds. Like when Buffalo made the playoffs, it was like the first time they did in like 17 years. I thought that was awesome. It's just something you don't see. And it's fun to watch the underdogs turn the status quo upside down. That's kind of why I love the NCAA tournament. You see those Cinderella teams go on a run. It's the same exact way, but unfortunately for the Buffalo Bills, it doesn't look like they'll be getting Antonio Brown. If you're Antonio Brown, you got to remember he's a Miami guy, so it's a complete opposite of, his hometown. I know Pittsburgh was, the complete opposite too, but Buffalo is even more extreme than Pittsburgh. So, like I said, I would have liked to see the deal happen. It doesn't seem like it's going to happen. I was a part of it. I put it out there that it did happen. I'm not taking down the article tonight. I'm too tired. But not good. Not good for all the people who were pretty much fooled by a false alarm, I guess you can say. But the next topic we have up, Case Keenum was traded, and we do know this one for sure happened. Case Keenum was traded by the Denver Broncos to the Washington Redskins. And let me just read what I got down for us. Well, we knew something would happen to Case Keenum sooner or later, and we know now that he's being traded to the Washington Redskins. That was a smart decision by Bruce Allen and Jay Gruden, because they're only paying Keenum $3.5 million and he costs a measly sixth-round pick. For how much this move will shore up the quarterback position, you'd think the fans in the Washington, D.C. area would be a little bit more excited. Keenum might not be a huge splash, but he's much better than playing musical chairs at QB. That's exactly what happened last season when Alex Smith went down with an injury, but now it'll be up to Colt McCoy and Keenum to battle it out for the starting job. Based off what we've seen in the past couple of years, it's very likely that Keenum will end up seizing that opportunity. He's seen some significant action with the Vikings and Broncos, throwing for 40 touchdowns over that span of time. This is honestly the best thing that could have happened to the former undrafted free agent, because it gives him another shot at being a starter. If Smith doesn't return, it's possible that Keenum could take over this gig full time. Another thing that must be pointed out is Case Keenum is so resilient. Never once did he listen to the naysayers or the people doubting him. When no one drafted him back in 2012, he pushed on. When things didn't work out in Houston, Los Angeles, Minnesota, or Denver, he pushed on. In some ways, his story is very similar to Ryan Fitzpatrick's. Both guys were overlooked but never gave up when the going got tough. Ultimately, that determination has helped each individual achieve a much longer career, which has also been good for their bank accounts. So, Case Keenum has a very good year 2 years ago with the Minnesota Vikings, takes them on that miracle run, gets them to the playoffs. They were one of the best teams in football that year. For whatever reason, Minnesota doesn't re-sign him. Goes to the Broncos, and John Elway kind of took care of him. I think he got like 2 years, $30 million or something like that. But after 1 year, John Elway pulls the plug on the Case Keenum experiment, and, you know, he trades for Joe Flacco. At least Case Keenum kind of baffled, not really sure what, you know, is going on. And then today, the Washington Redskins step up and trade for Case Keenum. They gave Denver a sixth-round pick to get him. I think Denver actually sent a seventh-round pick back to Washington. So, and the Redskins negotiated the terms of the deal, which had the Broncos paying $3.5 million of the $7 million that Keenum's going to earn this year. So basically, the Redskins get Case Keenum, and they only have to pay him $3.5 million. The Broncos are going to pay him the other $3.5 million, so that's going to be a $7 million salary. And they only gave up a six-round pick. And the crazy thing about all this is the fans online were just roasting the Redskins for trading for Case Keenum. And you have to remember, they, you know, after Alex Smith got hurt, Colt McCoy came on the, or came, or was inserted into the starting lineup, and he goes down with injury. Then Mark Sanchez goes in the lineup. I think he gets benched. He got eventually got benched for Josh Johnson. So they're just playing musical chairs at quarterback. It was a serious issue. So I don't know how fans can be mad at this deal when they get Case Keenum for pretty much nothing, and he's going to shore up that position. You know, now they have Colt McCoy and Case Keenum to get through the year. That's much better than what they had at the end of last season. And Case Keenum, he can hold this over until Alex Smith gets back. And if Alex Smith never comes back, Case Keenum, like I said, in the last 2 years has thrown 40 touchdowns. So, yeah, it took him a little while from the Houston Texans and being undrafted. And then Los Angeles, St. Louis, then Los Angeles, I guess you can say, then Minnesota, then Denver to here. Over that time, kind of like Ryan Fitzpatrick, and, you know, from being a journeyman and being at all these stops through the league, he's learned how to fend for himself in the National Football League. And he's getting better with each training camp, being around the elite competition, learning the game, just developing, I guess you can say, above all. Just like Ryan Fitzpatrick and hanging around for all those years, Case Keenum is improving each year. And, you know, Denver, for whatever reason, that probably because Joe Flacco has a little bit bigger arm, they wanted to get rid of Keenum. Redskins made a smart move picking him up. And to me, if I was Washington, I wouldn't draft a quarterback. I would get people around Keenum or people on defense that can improve the team right now. Washington needs to draft like a star player like Ed Oliver or Christian Wilkins or DK Metcalf, someone like that. You know, just somebody who can really help the team out and then just roll with Keenum or McCoy. But that's all I have today. Thank you guys for listening. I'm John Kuzma. This is endzoneblog.com. I appreciate it. I'm signing off. Have a great day.